Hello, it's the Y Podcast. I just want to let you know that Jaden's audio for the first 15 minutes is horrifically bad because he was recording on some sort of computer from the early 1980s. Now, back to the podcast.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no.
Howdy, y'all. It's the Y Podcast. Back again. This time, we are 3 years late.
That's not too bad.
Today, we will be counting down our 2018 best films.
We'll also release Game of the Year
2013. Yes. We'll release the Game of the Year 2013 soon. My name is Rory Aragon. I'm joined by Keenan Fernandez, Jaden O'Connor, and special new guest who just got told to join the podcast less than 10 minutes ago. It's Aaron Hawkins.
G'day, g'day.
And if you can't hear Aaron, then he probably didn't record.
Then he fucked up his recording.
I mean, a good possibility, good possibility.
You go first, Aaron Hawkins. What's your number 10 favorite movie of the year, 2018?
My number 10 is A Quiet Place.
Who are we if we can't protect them? We have to protect them.
Oh shit, that was 2018?
Yeah, man.
Fuck, I'm changing my list, guys. Hold on.
All right, why do you like A Quiet Place?
I think it was a quite refreshing take for horror movies. I feel like horror movies had been quite stagnant for a while. And I like the whole, I like how you didn't really get to see the monster that much. It was more like suspense, which is my type of horror movie. Personally, I don't really like gore or graphic stuff. I'm more like suspense or like built up. Yeah. So yeah, it's like my type of horror movie, and I really liked it. The acting was amazing.
That was a good movie, though.
Yes. It's an all-round good horror
movie. Why is that number 10?
You'll see.
Oh, shit, you guys, like, watch better movies than me. Fair enough.
That might be upcoming on someone else's list, so I'm guessing. We'll see. All right, should we go, should we go Jaden next?
All right.
What's your number 10, mate?
Fuck it, yeah.
Jaden's number 10, The Favourite. I have no idea what he was saying during his description.
I'll go next. We can round it out with the GOAT.
Shouldn't the strongest go last, not me?
You're the strongest.
I wouldn't say so, but yeah, go for it.
My number 10 is a Hereditary.
Mom? I don't like this. Dad, I don't like this.
What's happening? Peter!
Don't you ever raise your voice to me! I am your mother!
Which is another great horror film, and I think it's probably got the most disturbing single scene that I can remember from a movie in 2018. Have you all seen it?
Yeah, it's actually on my list.
Which one? What scene are you talking about, though?
The fucking one where his little sister's head gets beheaded, and then he just goes home and just cries himself to sleep and pretend it didn't happen. And then you just hear the mom screaming in the morning. That was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was fucked.
It's like a horror movie that was pretty disturbing. Based around the theme of like family and just fucking your...
Yeah.
All your family bullshit becoming
crazy ass mother.
Basically. And how the mom's like just lets out that she never wanted to have them and shit like that. And yeah, I haven't really seen it in a while, to be honest. It's not a movie I would go back... It's not a movie I would go back to a lot, but I just remember the first time I saw it, I was like, damn, that was fucking good.
That's a bit higher on my list, but it's definitely on my list.
Oh, you saw that, Kanan?
Yeah, I did. It was actually a really good movie.
Well done.
My 10th favorite movie of 2018 is Tag.
Tell me what's going on here.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
What?
For the entire month of May, every year, we play tag.
You punched me!
You never know when someone's gonna pop up.
Congratulations, buddy. You're it.
Doing great, Anna.
Our buddy Jerry, he's the best that ever played. And now he wants to retire.
Never been tagged.
It's a good movie about a bunch of friends.
Wait, is this an Adam Sandler movie?
No, it's the who acts in it? Fucking that guy from Hawkeye, the guy from New Girl, the guy from Hangover.
So it's Adam Sandler like.
Ted Lasso. Has Ted Lasso.
Who?
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we need
to know. It's about a bunch of friends who every 5 years, or every year, play a massive game of tag.
They do a podcast.
Overall, good movie. I don't know why Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 46%. That's kind of shit. But I think it was good. That's my number 10.
It was all right. It was like harmless and enjoyable.
Exactly. And it's
I think it's better than 46%.
It's a stretch for me to be watching 10 movies in a year anyway, so the fact that it's number 10 means it wasn't the best, but it's good. It made it.
Great work, Kanan. Yeah. Good thank start. You, better start than most years, to be honest. Though I think generally your list goes from like good to horrific back to like decent again.
No, Rory, what happens is you say it's a good list at the start because I mentioned like all average movies and then I make them worse as they go on, not better.
Yeah, it's like I remember one year Logan was your number 10 and I was like, oh, Logan's good. This is, oh shit. And then just it got progressively fucking worse. And I was like, what? Why did... Yeah, and I was like, why was Logan not your number 2? Like, the movies kept getting worse.
I think it was one of the fucking Avengers that was number, like, 3 or something.
Alright, we got the Aaron Hawkins, number 9, mate.
Ooh, okay, so my number 9 is Love, Simon.
I'm just like you, except I have one huge-ass secret. Nobody knows I'm gay.
Have you seen the new post? About the closeted gay kid at school.
What?
Who do you think it is?
Can I call you back?
Oh, fucking gay.
Gay. I know, right? It's almost like I am.
Why do you like that film?
I don't know. It's just like, it was like a generic, like, rom-com. And I guess it was nice being like a generic, like, feel-good rom-com being like a gay rom-com. Because I haven't actually seen that before. Because normally it's me about gay people, it's all like tragic, like someone's dying, someone's getting beat to death, getting called a faggot. Like, so like, it was a nice change for once, where like a gay guy wasn't getting hate crimed for like half the movie. So it was just
wait,
like,
haven't seen it. I honestly thought that's what it was about.
No, like, people like, hating. No, like,
I'm not kidding.
His friends are supportive. His family's supportive. Like, there's just no reason.
What the fuck is the movie
about?
Closet.
Just him being gay.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, to be fair, him being gay is, like, the plot.
Is that coming out? But, like, he's not getting, like, beat to death in middle pole, so it's, like, a good change for us, you know? Can you imagine if Love Actually, the main character, got beat to death halfway through and got called a faggot? Like, just let us have a rom-com, all right?
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah. I think it's, like, fair enough. It's, like, the first big budget gay rom-com.
What is... No, like, wait, Call Me By Your Name. Wasn't that before?
No, that's not big budget.
And that's also another rom-com. Anyways.
That's an endlessly way better movie than Love, Simon.
Yeah, but that's not a romantic comedy, though. There's feel-good, happy moment besides the peach scene.
All right.
God. What a shit choice.
Anyone else thoughts on Love, Simon? Or are we ready for J-Dog?
I've actually never seen it, and I thought it was about a gay guy struggling to be gay.
All right, J-Doggy Dog, number 9.
Jaden's number 9, Incredibles 2.
Help me bring supers back into the sunlight. We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
I chose this one because it was a good continuation from the first one. I thought it was a good sequel. If I remember correctly, it's about the wife coming to terms of her stay-at-home wifery or whatever you call it. Like, and
at this point, Jaden's audio suddenly stops recording and he screams loudly.
What?
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 What? Oh no.
Please tell me you're
While waiting for Jaden to restart his recording, they discussed various topics.
Wait, one fucking dude caused a lockdown in the country? Are you kidding me? Jesus.
No, that's how Perth works.
Ah, my ex. Oh, you missed all that shit. Yeah, you missed all that bullshit.
Kanan still thinks Aaron's, like, happy.
Wait, you're not happy? Oh, I'm sorry, man. Aaron, it gets better. I promise you.
It really doesn't, but yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
My number nine is a movie called Leave No Trace.
Is your dad in the service?
He was.
Do you feel safe living with your dad?
We didn't need to be rescued.
Your dad needs to provide you shelter and a place to live.
He did.
It's not a crime to be unhoused, but it's illegal to live on public land.
We have found an option.
Are we gonna be okay here?
We can still think our own thoughts.
It's about a father and a daughter who live in, like, the woods and basically live off the land, and they eventually are displaced by the government. The dad has, like, PTSD because he's a fucking war veteran. So it's basically about how, he's, like, feels like he can't live in a real society anymore, and how it's, like, impacting his daughter as well. And then it's, like, basically, like, a social drama of how she comes back to, like, learn fucking real social skills and how to be a fucking person in the real world. And another movie that I haven't seen in a while, but it's just basically on my list because the first time is very good.
I don't like how I have to follow up a serious review with whatever the fuck I have to say. That's not
that's the essence of the Y podcast.
Yeah, that's the challenge, man.
My number nine is Venom.
You're gonna stay. You will only hurt bad people.
The way I see it, we can do whatever we want. Do we have a deal?
Did you just say bend it like Beckham?
No, Venom.
Bend it like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham. Bend it like Beckham. Bend it like Beckham. Number 9 of 2018.
Oh my god.
Damn, dude, I actually never saw Venom.
You never saw it? I took it. No, it actually took me 3 tries actually to finish the movie. Every time I've tried, I couldn't finish it. But
that's your number 9.
Yeah, because when I eventually finished it, it was a good movie. It just, the start of it was so bad that I could not get invested in it.
Shit.
So I just would not watch it. I just stopped halfway
Why
through.
Why is it number 9?
But it was just, I think I just liked it for the big CGI battles. Yeah. There's another movie on there that I liked for the same reason. You'll see. But no, Venom was an alright movie. It was okay.
So my number 8, let me get my list.
Drum roll.
Ba-da-ba-dum, ba-da-bang.
That's not how a drum roll goes.
My number 8.
He's definitely not musically talented.
No, definitely not. So my number 8 is The Incredibles, number 2.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
That's not the way you're supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it this way.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math.
Okay,
math,
Dad.
Is math.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Why is Jaden mad about that?
It's my thing.
I just valued it more than you, Jaden, alright?
I thought my list was unique up until now.
But yeah, I thought it was a good sequel. Normally sequels are sort of like, fuck it up. I still don't reckon it was better. I just still reckon it was as good as Incredibles 1. And I guess a part of me sort of didn't think that it needed a sequel. But they did a sequel anyway, and at least the sequel was good. My favorite character, Edna, had some good screen time in it.
Would you say it was better than the first one?
No,
by, like,
no,
a lot,
no,
was it on,
no.
Was it on par, or was it worse?
I think it was worse, but still a good standalone movie.
Wait, then how would you rate the first one as a movie?
Out of 10? Like,
yeah.
The first one's like the fucking best Pixar movie.
Yeah, I'd probably give like an 8 or 9, whereas I give Incredibles 2 maybe like a 6.
Okay, okay.
Best Pixar movie is Toy Story, man.
Fuck off.
Incredibles might be my favorite.
Like...
Treasure Planet is definitely my favorite movie, though, from, like, Disney.
Alright, not relevant, dude.
Just shut him down.
Alright, Jaden. Number 8. No pressure.
Alright. My number 8 is the one and only Bohemian Rhapsody.
Do it again.
One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Mark these words. No one will play Queen.
Oh, God.
Number eight?
What? What's? Why is that an oh God?
No, I don't listen to me.
Okay. I really enjoyed this film for the most part. I especially enjoyed the recreation of the Live Aid performance and Freddie Mercury's, what's his name? Rami Malek's performance as Freddie Mercury in that scene. I thought it was pretty accurate.
All right. Anyone else see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I did. It was a good movie. I liked it.
I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was one of the worst edited movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really? Why? What was bad about it?
Like, I remember seeing it in the cinema and, like, it just jumped between scenes randomly. It's just like, what the fuck? What is going on right now? And, like, some of the dialogue scenes, it's like, just cut. It's like, what the fuck is it? And it won an Oscar for editing, which was probably, like, one of the most blasphemous things I've ever seen. But I do agree that the Live Aid was definitely like the best part. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
My number eight is an action film. It's called Mission Impossible Fallout.
I think that's your worst movie you've ever had on a list.
Well, it depends how you judge a movie. It's definitely not a good... It's like, who gives a fuck about the story? It's definitely an interesting example of how to make a movie where the plot is, like, completely meaningless and doesn't actually... Like, no one actually gives a fuck about it. It's basically, like, the director and Tom Cruise both saying, let's come up with eight really cool action sequences and then somehow fucking pin them together with some bullshit. And then if the sequences are like good enough, then who gives a fuck? And that's basically what it is. Yeah, definitely like not as like gripping of a story as my other two so far, but just in terms of like just like a popcorn movie, probably my favorite prom this year, probably.
I actually watched that movie with my dad.
Did you like it?
We had like one of our classic like divorce like dad bonding times.
Jesus Christ.
Where he's like, let's go see.
You and your
movie.
Dad got divorced?
He's like a middle aged man, so like the first thing he picked was like Mission Impossible. I know, just being bored throughout the entire movie. Whereas my dad was like hell into it. He's like, oh,
you need to like know what you're getting into.
Yeah. He's like, I was following like for the plot, and the plot was shit. No, like, my dad loved it though.
More so than what Tom Cruise did. Tom Cruise jumped out of a plane, but the cameraman jumped out of a plane backwards and pulled focus while falling out of a plane, and it's just fully manual focus as he's falling out of a plane. It's like fucking hell. It's like, it's just that type of shit. It's like the reason you watch it.
Fuck, I have to watch it.
See, I wouldn't care about that, to be honest.
Yeah,
but like that's essentially like what Mission Impossible movies are.
Through the eyes of a film major.
Mission Impossible for the actual movie. Like it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a literal meaning.
I think it's the best Mission Impossible movie, and it's like, it's 2.5 hours long, and it's just, there's like just probably like 10, 20 minute action scenes that are all really good, with like 2 minutes of dialogue in between each one. It's like pretty good.
Nice.
Can.
Nice.
Kenan.
Yeah, my number eight was initially something different, and I changed it after Aaron said his number 10. But it was still a horror movie. It was Slender Man.
Oh, Christ.
But I changed it to A Quiet Place. I didn't like... Alright, I did not like Slender Man. I honestly put it in there for the meme. That's why I changed it to A Quiet Place when you said A Quiet Place.
So it was originally A Quiet Place.
No, it was originally Slender Man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. I put it in there. So I'll talk about both.
Sorry. Compare and contrast.
Slender. Fuck. Oh no.
There's no comparison, honestly. Slender Man is the superior movie. I mean, fuck. Quiet Place is a superior movie. I think Quiet Place was a good movie. I liked it a lot. It was, I don't know, it wasn't like your typical horror movie. It was just always like, you're suspenseful. You never knew what was going to happen every time a character turned around the corner or something like that. And yeah, overall just a good movie. And didn't have a disappointing ending besides that weird fucking mother-daughter shooting the fucking, what's it called? The weird monsters at the end, like turn into an action movie all of a sudden at the end.
Mm. Well, A Quiet Place 2 meant to come out, but COVID kind of ruined that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There is a sequel, which
how
was
did,
like...
No, how did Cobra Kai ruin it?
No, I said Cobra. COVID ruined it.
Oh, I think it's like Cobra Kai. No. I swear that's exactly what I heard. I'm like, what the fuck? How does that have anything to do with it?
Alright, so my number 7 was Isle of Dogs.
Spots,
we get the idea. You're looking for your lost dog Spots. Does anybody know him?
No.
I've lost all of my pride.
Spots, if he's alive, may very well be living even at this moment as a captive prisoner.
Somebody is up to something.
What? That's a movie?
What? Yep, so...
I'll look it up.
A very good movie.
That's a movie?
I think it was Step Animation by Wes Anderson.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, the plotline I liked as well, but, like, the main reason I liked it was the art style. So I can just appreciate... I think, sure, it was Step Animation, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I always have a big respect for Step Animation films. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and, like, I appreciate over, like, not using CGI and, like, actually, like, making a set and, like, making all the characters and, like... I know, I kind of see it more as like an art form. So I like that. So I appreciate the effort. And like, I know, just really like the whole art style of it, the whole like Japanese sort of like futuristic style, but wasn't like futuristic. It was like retro futurism style of Japan, which I really enjoyed. I feel like all the dogs had quite like a lot of, I don't know, good character development. And yeah, I liked the storyline. I feel like overall it's just like a visually enjoyable film to watch. So I liked it. Any thoughts?
You guys see it?
No. I remember the dogs look creepy as fuck every time they looked head on in front of the camera. It was just scary. But no, I haven't seen it. I watched the trailer and I didn't like it. Fuck, you said Isle of Dogs? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I heard you saying I love dogs.
That's the pun. That's the point. That's the point.
Oh, fuck.
Is he gonna like
that's
the
point.
Release I Love Cats?
Oh, is that the point? Like that's why he named it that?
Yeah, gotcha. That is okay. Like it's like a double
Isle of Dogs.
Aaron, are you lighting yourself on fire? Jaden, number 7.
Well, yes, you guessed it. My number 7 is the one, the only, the all black cast, Black Panther.
To decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Yeah, no, it was a very... it was a good film for... I don't want to be racist, man.
You're not going to be... If you just review the film, you're not going to be racist.
No, Jen's like, it was a good film for N-words.
Saying it's inspiring to young children.
Yeah, I think...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't go further than that, though, mate.
Yeah, well, what he said. No, I just think it's a good opportunity for black people around the world to look at the Wakandans and think I want to get there one day.
I want to get there.
The Wakandans.
I am surprised, like, the N-word wasn't dropped at least once in that movie. That surprised me.
Where would you think the best time would be to drop that shit?
Oh, I didn't expect to have this conversation.
No, I'm kidding. We're not having that conversation.
You know that like fight scene? Well,
like 1 hour okay, and 52 minutes. Right, come on. I've been thinking about this for 3 years, man.
He's just torturing himself over that. They didn't say Killmonger. They didn't fucking say it.
That's his name, the antagonist.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's from America, so he's like he would be around that culture of that of oh, dude, this is getting bad. Go next, next.
Yeah, let's go next.
See, at least we're growing. We're realizing it's getting bad before we say it.
Maybe next year we will never even say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. God damn. Right.
It's all about growth, boys.
It is. It's a transition. Has anyone got Black Panther upcoming on their list?
No, not me.
No. Oh, you don't, Kanan?
No, I don't.
Damn,
it's
a Marvel movie, though.
Don't worry, I have another one in there.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
My number 7, probably no one's heard of it. It's called Blindspotting.
You are a convicted felon, Mr. Hoskins. You are now that until proven otherwise.
How?
Prove otherwise at all times.
Not enough. Stop!
Don't shoot! It's like a coming-of-age movie, kind of about being held back by your friends, but also about, like, racial injustice in America. And it stars David Diggs, who's, like, one of the stars of Hamilton. So it uses his, like, ability to, like, rap as well. So there's sequences in the movie where it's just, like, rapping, basically. It becomes kind of a musical. But I would definitely recommend it. It's kind of like a wacky comedy at the start. And then when he's driving home from work one day, he witnesses a black man being shot by a white cop for, like, no reason. And it kind of just, like, completely changes the tone of the movie. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? And it's, like, actually, like, about something. It's not just, like, a dumb comedy.
Shit.
Wait, it's supposed to be a comedy?
It is a comedy, but, like, it's got, like, it's, like, about, like, racial injustice as well. So it's still funny. You definitely don't come away from it being like, ah, that was a great time. You're just like, oh, what the fuck? Show this movie to kids in high school.
I've never seen it. I don't think I ever will because I forgot the name.
Well, you can listen back to this podcast and find out.
I'm only going to listen to this, like, maybe a day before we do the next podcast in, like, 2024.
Kanan, what's your number 7?
Guys, this is a really shit list. Like, every time I look at the ratings, they're, like, getting worse and worse. It has a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. Huh?
Do you have an earring?
Nope.
Oh.
Why?
Okay, Kanan, you're number 7.
Why would you think
continue, man.
Why would you think I had an earring? Did you see an earring? It's 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's Godzilla 3. The Planet Eater.
Godzilla 3.
Godzilla 3?
What?
Godzilla 3, The Planet Eater.
I didn't even realize they made a 2.
Yeah, they Godzilla man, 3. This one was what a good one. Fuck? I don't know why people didn't like it. Yes. Godzilla.
Wait, is this the same Godzilla trilogy that's going on now with, like, fighting with giant?
No, I think they've rebooted it like 12 times over now.
But there's only 3.
I'm just fucking with y'all. Godzilla 3 is like a fucking anime, don't worry.
I'm so far behind.
My number 7 was actually Game Night.
Tonight, we're taking Game Night up a notch. We don't need a board and we do not need pieces.
We won't need any extra rudeness either.
Someone in this room is going to be taken.
Oh, it's a murder mystery party.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good movie. It was funny.
I was thinking about putting that in the list.
Yeah. It was surprisingly good. It's like on par with like Tag and the way like it's set up and stuff like that. But a little more, you know, crimey and like, I don't know. It's a good movie. I liked it. I don't have nothing much to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It has a good story. And it has a pretty good plot twist at the end.
Mm. Nice choice. Aaron Hawkins. Number 6.
My number six is Black Klansman.
Since you asked, I hate blacks. I hate Jews, Mexicans and Irish, Italians and Chinese. But my mouth to God's ears, I really hate those black rats. And anyone else, really, that doesn't have pure white Aryan blood running through their veins.
I'm happy to be talking to a true white American.
God bless white America.
It was a comedy, and it was a funny comedy, but it was also, like, and I feel like it was also a good, like, balance of, like, comedy and serious, because it still talked about vaguely relevant stuff. I don't know if it's based on a true story. I think it was, if I remember.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I know, it's just an all-around good movie. It's, like, just a solidly made movie. Acting was good. I know, if it was a good racial comedy, like, because normally racial comedies don't really work. But this is like a good balance of like, it was a comedy, but it's also a serious movie. Because at the end, it had like the whole like Spike Lee montage at the end. And you're like, you're listening, like, oh shit, it's actually a serious movie. Also, Jaden would be happy, had a good amount of N-words.
God damn it. Jaden, you're going to be known as the guy who just wants N-words in his movies.
Oh no.
All right, Jaden, number six.
My number six has probably been said a few times already, but it is A Quiet Place.
Nice.
Ooh, the triple threat.
Shit. Yes.
Who hasn't had it yet? Rory?
I definitely liked the way this film used the emission of sound to create some kind of like fear in the audience.
Emission of sound, that's a good word.
No, that's a sentence.
Fuck.
My number six is called First Reformed.
I've decided to keep a journal to set down all my thoughts and the simple events of my day. I will keep this diary for 1 year, and at the end of that time, it will be destroyed.
It's about a priest who one day is contacted by someone who says their husband is like a radical environmentalist, and he tries to like talk sense into them. He basically starts going mad, this priest. And it's kind of like Taxi Driver, but if the main character was obsessed with climate change instead of washing away the scum from New York City. Very effective movie.
My number six. Fuck. It's Deadpool 2.
We're going to form a super duper fucking group. We need them tough, morally flexible, and young enough to carry their own franchise for 10 to 12 years.
We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right. Now, let's go get our fuck on.
Wow, no laughs, really? Oh, I'm getting a laugh. No. I got one laugh.
I don't know. It wasn't, like, bad enough to warrant a laugh, but, like, it's pretty forgettable.
I think it was better than the first one, honestly.
I actually agree with that, to be honest.
I feel like Keenan just gets all his movies into a list and then goes to random generator and then just is like...
I thought the first one was better.
You think the first one was better? I think the second one
no
was better.
No way, man. First one was better by a landslide,
but,
I think.
There's not much else. It's a Deadpool movie. It's funny. It has action. I watched it yesterday. It's good.
My number five. It's a movie you guys may or may not have watched. And it's Deadpool 2.
Oh.
Hey, let's go. I told you.
Nice.
So, as I said before, I think it's better than the first one.
What?
I also love Deadpool 1 as well, but I feel like Deadpool 2 is my favorite out of the two. Yeah, I normally hate Marvel like superhero movies. Well, I don't hate them, but I normally don't like think too highly of them. But like this one, I don't know, just like the sense of comedy is probably one of my favorite comedies. The jokes are on point. And yeah, it's whenever I want a feel-good movie, it's like my go-to movie.
Oh, nice. Damn. Yeah. Never knew you liked it that much. Jaden, number five. Top five. Oh shit, top five.
My number five, it has been said previously, it is Hereditary.
Grandma, you know you were her favorite, right? Even when you were a little baby, she wouldn't let me feed you because she needed to feed you. She was a very difficult woman, which maybe explains me.
Nice.
I put this one at number five because I thought it was slightly better than A Quiet Place. And I discovered that it came out in 2018, right after I made my list. So I had to insert it somewhere.
I was just thinking, Jaden, you somehow managed to still talk about The Quiet Place. You were mentioning another movie. He just goes on about A Quiet Place.
Unless Jaden has Deadpool 2, A Quiet Place might end up being our like overall favorite. If three people have it, we'll see.
Hereditary is definitely the scariest film I've ever seen, by far. It was originally The Witch was the scariest film that I had seen to date, but Hereditary just set that to a whole new level, especially when you saw that naked man standing in the doorway. That was just unsettling as fuck.
My number five is Joaquin Phoenix in the movie he did right before Joker. It's You Were Never Really Here.
I've heard of these places. They said you were brutal.
I can be.
I want you to hurt them.
And it's a very intense view of like mental illness. We basically are like seeing it from his perspective. He's like borderline suicidal person who does just like fuck shit for work and kind of is on the border of killing himself for the whole movie.
Shit.
Yeah, it goes to places that you wouldn't expect, and it's no one's seen it though, so hey.
I haven't seen any of your movies.
Yeah. Rick. Kanan.
My number five? Five is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
How am I supposed to save the whole world?
You can't think about saving the world. You have to think about saving one person.
One thing I know for sure, don't do it like me. Do it like you. Brooklyn!
Excellent work.
I think that's one of the better movies on this list, honestly.
Mm.
It's a Spider-Man movie, which is always going to be good. And I think someone other than Peter Parker is playing Spider-Man was pretty cool to see. Besides, even though Peter Parker was in it, he wasn't the main, you know, Spider-Man. So, yeah, Spider-Man.
Nice.
Aaron. All right.
So my number four is another really unknown movie.
Ooh.
It's Hereditary.
Sometimes I swear I can feel them in the room.
Oh shit. Dude, Aaron's had like three back to backs.
Oh shit.
I think Hereditary might be our number one. Because I have a feeling it's on Kane's list as
Dude,
well.
Dude, has anyone else noticed that Aaron's had like three back to backs?
Of just like fucking repeating.
No, he was like,
shit.
Yeah, he was like Incredibles 2, Deadpool 2, Hereditary.
Wait a minute. He did. This man didn't finish his list.
You know what my theory is? He hasn't made that fucking list.
Yeah.
My theory is that if we to make him go first, he would definitely have these movies on the same rank as us. But since we made him go first, it's always one better.
All right. Why do you like Hereditary?
I really enjoyed it as a horror movie, and it really scared me. But ages ago, you were telling me how you think of it, Hereditary as like a view of like family.
Yeah.
And I'd never actually thought of it like that, so I rewatched it, and then when I rewatched it, that's all I could think about. And yeah, this just really spoke to me, trying to escape your family, which yeah. And also I feel like the scene at the very end when she's climbing into that little like cubby, is that the church going on, that like scared the fuck out of me. And yeah, it's just like a very like, yes, yeah, overall it's a good movie. Cinematography is good.
It's a good good director. If you like Hereditary, he made another movie recently. It's called Midsommar.
That was a good movie too. I like Midsommar.
I didn't. You've been telling me to watch it.
It's as Hereditary is about family, Midsommar is equally as about relationships and breakups, but as a horror movie.
She turns him into a bear.
Oh, spoilers, mate. Fucking hell, mate.
Shut up. It's been like Dude, 2 years. Holy shit.
I've been wanting to watch it for a while.
Turns it into a bear. Dude, that's just the plot of Brave.
God damn it. Wait, did Brave come out in 2018?
No, dude.
Fuck, is that...
No.
Oh, because that'd be number one.
That could be in your best of the decade, though. Was... Best of the decade, maybe.
All right, Jado.
Jado, number four.
My number four is Green Book.
You never win with violence. You only win when you maintain your dignity.
You don't know your own people. You, Mr. Big Shot, doing concerts for rich people.
So if I'm not black enough, and if I'm not white enough, then tell me, Tony, what am I?
This is also a racist film.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of those on the
list. If you start talking about the N-word again,
sorry to God. Oh, wait, no. That actually doesn't make sense, because Black Panther wasn't racist.
I don't know where we're going with
this. This is another movie about the minority that I spoke about previously.
You're wording this in the worst possible way.
Why do you have to... You're trying so hard not to be racist, but it's still coming across as racist.
American dude, holy shit.
Just...
Oh, shit.
That just makes it seem like you would say the N-word, but you didn't want to say on recording.
Oh, God. It's about... this guy who has to drive this, I think he's a piano player. He's a pianist, I think. He has to drive this African-American around America to play his...
Jaden, you're what? Emphasizing... No, you're emphasizing when they're African-American at the wrong point. See, in that sentence, he just...
Dude, I swear, Jaden said his African American. Like, that's when I first heard.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I thought this shit would be mistake. Done after Black Panther, no, but you found it worse than that.
I did.
God damn
it. I didn't mean his Black Panther. Fuck. Alright, he's just two guys just drive around the car. The end.
The safe choice.
The safe choice. He drives his African.
Oh my god.
God damn it. All right, go for it, Rory.
Alright, my number four is a movie that's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. Ooh. Called Roma. It's a movie that Alfonso Cuarón won an Oscar for directing and cinematography in the same year, proving that he's one of the GOATs. Probably, like, technically speaking, the best movie of the year. If you're just going off, like, technical, just like, holy fucking shit, that looks nice. It's about, like, a family in Mexico and their housekeeper. And it's basically the housekeeper's just experience, and there's not much of a plot, really. So it's kind of like a just watch it and take it in type of movie. There's basically every shot in this movie is like an extended one take. It's like, yeah.
Kind of like that one movie. Fuck, what was it?
It would be like 1917, except...
That one.
Except just a bunch of like 3-minute ones where the camera doesn't really move, which probably sounds boring.
So maybe in black and white?
It is in black and white, but it the more you watch it, it eventually gets to emotional heights that you're like, fucking hell. Because the whole movie's so slow, when that shit happens, it just forces you to watch some, like, fuck shit, and you're just like, can't really look away. That was like a no shit, who's gonna win Best Director? Like, the second that movie came out, it was like, not even a question.
Shit.
My number... four? Is Bohemian Rhapsody.
You're a legend, Fred. We're all legends.
Nice, mate.
So why do you like Bohemian Rhapsody, Keenan?
I didn't notice the bad edit and cuts that Rory did, clearly. But honestly, it was a good movie. It was it kept you hooked. And yeah, the Live Aid scene at Live Aid scene at the end was probably pretty cool, especially when you go back and you watch like the actual thing. It did it justice, I think.
Oh shit, it's Aaron's number three.
So my number three is Sorry to Bother You.
Let me give you two. You want to make some money here? Use your white voice.
My white voice?
I'm never talking about Will Smith's wife, like this young blood.
Hey, Mr. Kramer, this is Langston from Regal View.
As always, we'll be getting that out to you right away.
I know, it goes through like a lot of different themes, like capitalism, like race in America. A lot of like different themes in it. There's a lot going on, but it's a good movie. Bad guy starts off like basically being a phone salesman, trying to sell stocks and trying to work his way up the corporate ladder. And then at the end of the movie, it just goes full on bonkers and it goes to a bunch of horse people with giant horse dicks. Like little like side plots I really enjoyed. Like enjoyed the little side love story of him and his girlfriend. It seemed like a very like genuine human connection. Overall, I really liked the movie.
Yeah, but it's another one of those movies. It's like really funny and then it just goes, what the fuck?
My number three. Probably a controversial one. I have chosen Avengers Infinity War as my number third.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
Like that was the first movie that I was like shocked in, to be honest. Like, or not just like I've been shocked in a few movies, but I just had I wasn't expecting Marvel to even like go there, and like the how it just became a cultural phenomenon, like that the snap, I thought was like pretty like that was like pretty cool,
very iconic.
It was iconic as fuck. It was almost, I think that's like on par with like Luke, I am your father. If that one scene wasn't in there, that this probably wouldn't be on the list. But like it was just that was just, I was enjoying that movie so much up until that point. I was like, what the fuck? And then I just, everybody walked out of that cinema like hell quiet. I was like, I would never forget that. Usually I walk out of a Marvel movie, everybody's talking to their mates, but everybody just seemed really like disappointed. But stunned. Stunned. And then when you think about it, you're just like, holy fuck, that actually kind of makes sense. Thanos should have won.
Is that upcoming, Kanan?
For me? No, it's not, actually.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I just never thought about it when I was making my list. I forgot about it. I forgot it was 2018.
All right. Aaron, do you like it?
But honestly, if I did make my list, it would be probably number 7, okay. Number 6.
Yeah. Rory?
All right, Rory.
My number 3. Japanese movie called Shoplifters.
どうしたの？ママは。
それ冷めさせたら返してきなよ。
どうしたの？寒いんだよな。
キャキャだね。
ね、誘拐だよね。
About a family that lives in poverty and steal from shops, and they adopt this kid off the street. And it's a very like chill, just like live with the characters type movie.But it's like impossible to not like just fall in love with the characters and just feel like you're living in that world. And yeah, I don't want to reveal what happens. Very like just emotional experience.
How many movies do you watch a month, Rory? How do you have time for all of these?
I mean, part of the reason I like doing the Y podcast is like, I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. It's kind of just like an excuse to see shit that I haven't, that I've like missed. Yeah.
Three, shit. My number 3 is Halloween.
He's waited for this night. He's waited for me. I've waited for him.
Get out of the room! Get inside!
Yeah, Michael Myers comes back. Set like, I think, 20-something years after the initial Halloweens. And he comes back to torture Jamie Lee Curtis again. I forgot what her name was in the movie. Laurie, I think. Lauren, something like that. Yeah, and then it's all about her trying to defend herself and protect her family while they just think she's insane and she's overthinking this, even though she's lived through Michael Myers torturing her. And it's a good movie. It has a great ending.
All right, so my number two is Boy Erased.
You cannot be born a homosexual. This is a lie. It's a choice.
Go. Fake it till you make it. Become the man you are not. Save yourself.
Jared, God will not love you the way that you are.
Is this what you want? Who's going to strike this demon down? Hit him!
Dude. Yep, so there's another
Is it another gay movie?
Yeah. But unlike Love, Simon, it's a bit more on brand for you guys to enjoy. There's a lot of fag beating.
What do you mean, you guys, huh?
What do you mean, you people?
So it's basically...
What the fuck does that mean?
You people? So I didn't say your pronouns.
Is it just because I'm not gay? Is that it? You fucker?
So yeah, the movie's about this guy. He realizes he's gay. He's from a hell of a conservative American religious family.
How does he find out?
So he chooses to be gay, and he's like... Hey,
it's not a choice, Aaron.
It's a lifestyle.
It is for me. It is for me. Okay, so he goes to like gay conversion therapy. Basically, it's based on a true story as well. It's really emotional. I kind of connected with some parts of it, especially the parts when he's like having relations with guys and he's like still in the closet and he's still like trying to figure himself out. And like there was a scene where he like meets up this guy at his university, and there's a whole like scene just from like start to finish. I just resonated with so much because I basically had the exact same experience.
I hope it's not the scene I'm thinking of.
No, not that one. No.
Wait, what?
Tell us something. What? There's like a random rape scene that happens.
Jesus.
Like,
there's a graphic rape scene, but yeah. It's not that one. It's not scene, no. And it's a very good movie. It's quite sad, but it's also quite depressing. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
So my number two. Rory guessed correctly. My number two is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I love you, Miles.
Yeah, I know, Dad.
You gotta say I love you back.
Dad, are you serious?
I wanna hear it.
You wanna hear me say it?
I love you, Dad.
You're dropping me off out of school.
I love you, Dad.
Look at this place.
Dad, I love you.
Dad, I love you.
That's a copy.
Not much more to add on. I just thought the animation was pretty unique. So it's definitely... I wasn't a fan once I first saw the trailer, but when I saw the movie, I was like, this is a spectacle.
One, I think it's like a very like game-changing movie. I think that will be like it will be talked about as like the first of its kind of like that new style of animation. It's like 20 frames a second or some shit. It's like they're not even trying to make it like work as like a movie. It's like literally just a comic book come to life.
It's like it's so choppy that when I first saw the trailer, I was like fuck, this is gonna annoy the fuck out of me. But it's like it just works somehow. It's really weird. Works really well.
My number two, another movie no one's seen. It's called Minding the Gap.
When you're a kid, you just do. You just act. And then somewhere along the line, everyone loses that.
I knew you had some huge weight on you. Skateboarding meant more to you. It was kind of a life or death thing.
I remember hearing screaming coming from your room, and it was like really, really unnerving.
It's a documentary that was made by someone younger than us or the same age. And you know how I always like film everything and get just like real human connection with friends just on camera? This is basically how this movie's made. And it's one of those, it like could not have been made by anyone else. It's about three friends who are all like skaters in like their late teens, and it's about their friendship, but it's also revealed to be about the fact that they've all been like abused or like mistreated by their parents. It basically covers these three kids' lives for like a 3 or 4 year span, and in the first 10 minutes of the movie they're all happy kids, and then life just hits them hard and they fucking have to move out, and they have to like, They're not in like a financially stable place. One of them has like a kid and just like isn't ready for it and becomes like an alcoholic at like 22, and it's just like, what the fuck? But it's like, it's so real. It's like basically just like him filming his friends, and his friends just happen to be like a fascinating and like depressing story. I would recommend this movie to like anyone. I think anyone could like enjoy.
What's it called?
Minding the Gap.
It's not a true story, is it?
It's a documentary. It's all real. It's like real footage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like...
Dude, I've seen this.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Oh.
It's hell of
you. Yeah, Rory, I've seen this movie. Yeah, because like when you were describing it, I was like, this sounds exactly like the movie I was watching. And then I, like, just was Googling up the characters. Like, oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I actually didn't know it came out this year.
2018, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucking real. It's like...
That's a very good movie. Fuck.
All right. Keen at number two.
My number two is Hereditary.
Nice, mate.
Yep. The
dude, that's our number one.
That's the quadruple podcast number one. It has to be.
I think my favorite scene was the one where he was in the classroom and they just starts fucking banging his head on the table. That shit was fucking crazy. Yeah, but nothing else to add that way other than what y'all said. Good movie.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, unless there's a fucking miracle, that is probably our Y podcast favorite movie of 2018. All right, does anyone want to try and guess Aaron's number one? Any ideas?
Shit. Ooh.
It's going to be a gay movie. No.
I'm going to guess.
Fun fact for y'all, this movie is probably one of my favorite movies of all time, not just of 2018.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What, okay. What is it?
Probably
some shit I...
It's probably my top three movies of all time.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, what is it?
All right, just go.
Yes.
All right.
Fucking I love this movie so fucking much.
All right.
Let's hear it.
I didn't have a guess at all. No idea.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm pretty sure Rory's seen it, but I don't think other people have seen it. It's mid-90s.
A lot of the time, we feel like our lives are the worst. But I think if you looked in anybody else's closet, you wouldn't trade your shit for their shit. So let's go.
That's why we ride a piece of wood, like what that does to somebody's spirit.
Hey, Papa! Stevie, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh shit, nice. That was, yeah. I almost put that on, but then I had like Minding the Gap is like kind of similar. So I was like, oh, yeah. I'm not going to put both.
But yeah, mid-90s is probably in top three favorite movies of all time, favorite movie of 2018. I just love the movie like from start to finish, the cinematography, just how real it feels. It doesn't feel like sometimes like movies like they're sort of like over-sensitized, whatever fucking word is, like over-dramatized. It feels like just a real life. A real friendship group, real relations. The like brother dynamic seems so fucking real in that movie. It just seems like an actual like family, and like I know, I just love the movie. Like the first time I watched it on the plane, which is kind of sad. But I watched it like coming into Korea.
Oh shit!
And then I fell in love with the movie, and I watched it probably like four or five times since. Like I watched it so many fucking times.
Shit!
It is very good.
So it's not a documentary.
It's like
no, it's not.
The acting's amazing, bro. Like, the child acting is incredible.
Very good choice.
But yeah.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
A very good movie. That's my number one.
Oh, it's me.
Surely we can guess this.
What do you mean, surely?
Marmaduke.
Is it A Star Is Born?
That is correct.
Oh my god.
Yeah, A Star Is Born. I don't have that much time to go see this indie crap. So I just focus on the mainstream shit. I didn't actually see this film till 2019, after the Oscars. I was like, oh, I think, did it win Best Picture?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, well, I saw it when it was nominated for Best Picture, and I thought, I was meaning to see that movie, so I went to go see it, and I thought it was like pretty. I thought it was pretty gripping because that fucking song always came on the radio. I was like, fine, I'll fucking watch it. I don't want to spoil it at the end, but I think
Have we all seen it?
How to explain it without spoiling it. When he hangs himself because he's now hindering, I guess, Lady Gaga's like path to stardom. I thought that was just really selfless of him to do something like that. I can't remember the movie.
What a good guy.
What a good guy
for just killing himself
and get out of the way.
I can't remember why I did that, but like it was a good film.
This is like actually a pretty like stacked year to try and like cram 10 movies in.
Try me. I had fucking Venom in mine. All right, Rory, you're number one of all. I don't think we can guess it because you always have crazy fucking movies.
I'm gonna guess that Aaron would like this movie because it's Korean.
Annyeong Haseyo.
It's called Burning. And it's a psychological thriller, which is like actually not that fast paced or like traditionally edited or shot for how a psychological thriller would be. It's very ambiguous as a movie, so it basically...
Well, you just don't know what it's about the whole time.
Yeah. It's as if everything that the main character finds out or experiences, you're never actually sure if it's the truth.
What the fuck?
So it's kind of like just having that inner, like, anxiety or, like, second-guessing yourself at... That's what you're doing when you're watching it. And it starts off as just small things like, oh, is that girl lying to him? And then as things get progressively more revealed, you're like, oh, is this all like fucking like not true? And I don't want to say what happens because it's fucking really good.
Is it in English?
No, it's in Korean, but there are subtitles.
Get the fuck out of there with this shit.
I'm not going to lie. It looks kind of like realistic, to be honest.
Oh, fuck off with that shit. It's set in Korea, dude. Course it fucking looks Korean.
No, I'm gonna say it. Yeah, like no, the cinematography looks good though. Like I'm looking at that photo of like them on the
it looks amazing.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying as in like, oh, it looks just like Korea. I'm saying like it looks like real life, if it makes sense.
No, this is like how I would want a movie to look if I made it. It's like it's like fucking just my like it's like my type of visuals, as well as being like a very like fucking gripping story.
Is like Korean cinema like well regarded in terms of like films?
Korean New Wave, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I know about Korean New Wave in terms of music and stuff, but we never really.
Yeah, same for cinema.
Yeah. Because we had opportunities to watch Korean films and we never did. And the only movie we watched in Korea was Zombieland 2D, whatever the fuck it's called. And that movie was fucking horrific when we left halfway.
Oh, Double Tap. Zombieland Double Tap.
Double Tap, that's the one, yeah. That was fucking horrible. All right.
What? I liked it. I liked that movie.
Of course you did.
That's my number one. In fact, number one is Zombieland.
Why am I not surprised?
All right. Does anyone want to guess Kanan's number one?
I honestly have no clue because I genuinely believe it's randomly generated.
Well, all I know is I thought it was going to be Hereditary from what you said.
No, I promise you. This is actually one of my favorite movies of the year.
Favorite movie? Shit.
Hotel for Dogs?
All right, my number one is The Mule.
What do you got there?
Pecans. I'm delivering pecans to my niece.
Pecans? Here.
Yeah, pecans. She makes the worst pecan pie you've ever tasted. I feel sorry for her husband, and I feel sorry for the pecans, too.
Oh, shit. I've never seen that.
Never? Oh shit.
No, I never watched it.
It's about this fucking old ass dude. He's like a gardener. And he gets like roped into like drug dealing. Oh, not drug dealing. He works. He's a courier for the cartel, basically. And he gets roped up in like DA shit, and like he's on the run for a while. And this man's like on the end. He's like at the end of his life, and he's still like, what's it called? Fighting for it, I guess. It's a crazy movie. It reminds me a lot of Narcos, but way better.
Does the movie start off with like a kid asking him for a charger for a laptop? And he's like, sorry, I'm a gardener. And he's like, oh, well, maybe you can carry my drugs for you.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Does the movie start off with a kid asking, do you know where my charger is for my laptop?
Land flat.
I'm pretty lost now. What?
Can no one hear me or not?
That wasn't funny.
No?
Well, we'll be back. And we're going to try and also do our top 10 of 2019 at some point. So we won't be 3 years late for that one either. We're on a roll now. We've got a new cast member if he chooses to join us again. How was your experience, Aaron?
It was very pleasant.
Say goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Say the N-word, Jaden.
Dude, I was thinking about it. Should I?